Airbnb makes traveling easy and pretty cool. You know, you get to stay in real houses, in real neighborhoods, and for a few days, you can kind of feel like a local in a super cool place. But let's flip the narrative and think of it from the point of view of someone who calls one of those cool neighborhoods home. All of a sudden, strangers are coming and going. Say the steady renting family next door has been replaced by a bunch of Airbnbers, and suddenly your neighborhood no longer feels quite like home. Locals in Lake Placid are wrestling with these problems right now, and that's today's story of the day. Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Wednesday, February 27th. The Michael Cohen hearings are going on the radio right now. So, hey, it's just you and me, podcast listeners. So let's take a quick moment. How can we make this podcast better for you? Send me an email, david@ncpr.org. Even if you just want to like check in and say hi, send me an email, david@ncpr.org, and let me know how the podcast is working for you, what we can do better. Or better yet, send me a voice memo. Record a voice memo with your first and last name, where you live, and then your thoughts and your suggestions about this podcast. And then email me the voice memo, david@ncpr.org. You can also just voice memo me to check in and say hi if you want to. I'd love to hear from you. Okay, on to the regular show. First up, North Country Congresswoman Elise Stefanik voted yesterday to block President Trump's national emergency declaration. Stefanik was one of just 13 Republicans nationwide who sided with Democrats to halt emergency funding for a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Brian Mann reports.
It was one of the Republican lawmakers' biggest moments, breaking ranks with a president who remains highly popular with many conservative voters in the North Country. In a statement, Stefanik said she agrees with Trump's goal of securing our border, but she added, quote, "Declaring a national emergency that will take funding from our country's military construction projects is the wrong decision." Stefanik went on to note that she had been an outspoken critic of President Barack Obama's use of executive orders. "No matter what party is represented in the White House," Stefanik wrote, "I will stand up against executive action that circumvents Congress." Stefanik has signaled for months that she was skeptical about the president's border policy, including his claim that Mexico would pay for the wall, and later his suggestion that U.S. military spending might be used for the project. Here's Stefanik speaking with North Country Public Radio last month.
I certainly think we need to act when it comes to border security, but as someone serving in Congress, I believe that we are a co-equal branch of government, and I believe that it's our job to get this done.
But the border wall is one of President Trump's top priorities. It remains popular with his base. Here he is declaring the emergency.
And what we really want to do is simple. It's not like it's complicated. It's very simple. We want to stop drugs from coming into our country. We want to stop criminals and gangs.
In the end, Stefanik was the only Republican lawmaker from New York State to break with the president. On social media, some Trump supporters voiced anger. "You let our people down," one person wrote on Twitter. "Can't wait until they put a real conservative in the primary against you," wrote another. But Stefanik also won praise for her vote, with many commenters on social media saying it's important to protect the separation of powers in Washington. "I'm no Democrat," one person wrote on Twitter, "but I love the Constitution. This was the right vote." Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand are both expected to vote in favor of this resolution when it's taken up by the Senate. President Trump's emergency declaration is also being challenged in the courts by 16 states, including New York. Brian Mann, North Country Public Radio.
Airbnb and similar vacation rental services have exploded in some parts of the North Country. They have all over the country and all around the world. It's especially true in one of our marquee vacation destinations, Lake Placid. Officials there are considering new regulations to clamp down on Airbnb and the like. The debate has gotten heated. Martha Foley spoke about it with Peter Crowley, managing editor of the Adirondack Daily Enterprise, who's been covering the debate closely.
So for travelers, tourists, visitors, Airbnb is a popular alternative to hotels and traditional B&Bs worldwide. And as for homeowners, it's a way to make some more money on their property by joining the lodging industry, which is big in a town like Lake Placid. So what are the potential downsides?
The downsides are mostly for neighbors. If guests in a rental unit get to partying or parking all over the lawn, that can irritate neighbors. If there's just one or two vacation rental units on a residential street, this isn't a huge issue. But some neighborhoods are really changing over to short-term rentals in a big way. There are several hundred Airbnb units in the Lake Placid Village limits alone, and the Hillcrest neighborhood has the highest concentration. These are profitable investments, and therefore property values are really going up fast, which is great if you want to sell your house, but not so great if you want to stay, because taxes go up accordingly.
Well, how bad is that? How much are people's taxes actually going up?
One woman, Sheila Tavares, wrote to the Enterprise that the assessment of her house in the Hillcrest neighborhood more than doubled last year, from around $180,000 in 2017 to almost $430,000 in 2018. She said the increase alone in her annual property taxes was more than $3,000. We looked and we found a lot of other examples of other big assessment hikes in that neighborhood.
That's a lot. You know, not only for her, but it sounds like housing in general would be getting a lot less affordable.
And that's probably the biggest concern among year-round Lake Placid residents. Affordable housing has been a concern here for years, but it's gotten more acute lately. According to Zillow, the online real estate service, the median price of a house in Lake Placid is around $350,000 right now, which is on par with Saratoga Springs, and it's two or three or even four times that of some other North Country villages. A lot of people can't afford to buy, and also apartments are becoming fewer as they're converted into more profitable short-term rentals. Lake Placid needs a big workforce for all of its businesses and civic employers, and more of those people are having to commute long distances, sometimes for more than an hour away.
Yeah, and you know, I'm sure that's not an exactly new story for Lake Placid, but tell us more about the Airbnb regulations. What's the debate over them, and how has it escalated so in the last couple months?
So in January, there was a public hearing, and at least 150 people turned out for that. North Elba Town Supervisor Roby Politi said it was the biggest crowd he's seen at a public hearing since Walmart wanted to come here 25 years ago, which really speaks to how engaged people are right now on this issue. Most of the people who spoke were vacation rental owners. Most of them, they do support some regulations, but they oppose others, such as a three-night minimum is one of them. Since that meeting, however, a whole bunch of year-round residents have spoken up who didn't speak up at the hearing, saying actually that the regulations don't go far enough. They say neighborhoods may be taken over by short-term rentals, especially those owned by people who don't live here. And they say the need for Lake Placid is to change its land use code to limit these businesses, essentially, was what they're saying, in residential neighborhoods. Lake George did that a few years ago. These people are pointing to declining school enrollment and a workforce shortage, and they say that the small town ambiance of Lake Placid could be a casualty to its booming economy.
So where does this effort for this push for new regulations stand now?
The town and the village still haven't passed these regulations, so that's coming up soon. But meanwhile, I've rarely seen people in Lake Placid so engaged with their local government and actually reading every detail of every article we write on an issue like this.
That's Adirondack Daily Enterprise Managing Editor Peter Crowley speaking with Martha Foley. We have more news all the time, including the latest about Michael Cohen's testimony before the House Oversight Committee at ncpr.org. Music today by Abstracker. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.